citizens in the police department. Maybe that's something that we need.
Mr. Host, can I say something?
Of course.
I said that they routinely lie, and you said that's a generalization. Every instance where I've been attacked or harassed by the police, the guy has later lied about it. And I don't know if you want the details, but it's happened several times, and it seems to be a common practice to lie in the police report to justify what you've done, or to lie that the cop didn't do what he did.
Well, I certainly won't call all police officers liars,
but I won't...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to underscore that there are some really fine people who are police officers, but what I'm concerned about is that this caller's perception is one that's shared by many, many people, that police officers are not telling the truth, they're not doing their job well, and in order to get confidence back in the police department, we need an avenue for people like this gentleman to observe a process of complaints being taken to their completion.
Before I hang up, just one more thing.
Absolutely.
That is, I think it's mighty strange that the decision on whom to prosecute rests with one individual, and you can't actually charge a cop with a crime unless the district attorney wants to do it. There should be some other provisions for charging a person. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
The district attorney does make charging decisions about each and every crime, and that relates to the caller's original question. Police officers are held to the same standard. As soon as a police officer acts outside the scope of his or her duty, he is just like you or she is just like you or I, and
very good
can't
point.
Break the law.
Yeah, very. Thanks for sharing that, Sarah. That is important. KCSC's talk about you're on the air.
KCSC, hello.
Yes, hello, and welcome to the show.
Oh yeah. In the vein of about your comment about the tie going to the officer, if that's all the worst the situation was, it wouldn't be too bad. Examples are so plentiful around the state, in the community, the state, in the country. I mean, look at Rodney King, beat severely for almost nothing on videotape, and what happens? A few of the officers get slapped on the wrist. That's not a tie going to the officers. It takes overwhelming evidence, and even then, the sentences, it just takes incredible situations for officers to get even any kind of real jail time or whatever. I mean, let's get real on this. It's not just ties going to the officers, and that is an indication of how much of a police state we're in. And I'm talking about communities that already have existing police review commissions too. So that's all I wanted to say on that.
Yeah, the caller's absolutely right. We're in a situation in which, if there is the only evidence of the allegation is a complainant's word against a police officer, the rules are that the police officer will be sustained and that the complaint will not be sustained. And that's something that came out of the Rodney King incident. The Christopher Commission that looked at this observed that if there's the only evidence is the complainant's word against the police officer, which happens in the overwhelming majority of the cases, the police officer wins. And it's a problem. And that's one of the reasons why this commission needs to be able to set up its own standards. It needs to be able to decide whether or not the complaint is going to be sustained. And it needs to be able to call before it the complaining witness and the officer to look at each person's credibility and decide who's telling the truth and who's not. Just like a jury.
Absolutely, just like a jury. And they will be public hearings. Our guests this evening, if you've just joined us, Margaret Marr and John Malkin, both from the Coalition to Form a Police Review Commission in Santa Cruz. KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I just wanted to know, I wanted to ask Margaret when these meetings were, coalition meetings.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What coalition meetings are you talking about?
Your police commission meetings. When and where they were.
I don't quite understand your question. The commission has not been formed. The Public Safety Committee is a member of the City Council. They've had meetings on and off. I'm not aware of them. And the coalition is a group of organizations which meets on a regular basis.
Tell us again what's happening on the 31st.
The Public Safety Committee, three members of the City Council, is sponsoring a study session of the entire City Council to look at what a police review commission in the City of Santa Cruz should look like in detail. March 31st, 7 to 10, and April 8th from 7 to 10. I also wanted to go back to the caller's comment about Ty going to the officer. We have a situation in which seven women filed complaints of sexual misconduct by one officer. That complaint, those complaints, or some of them, are being investigated by the district attorney's office to file whether or not criminal charges should be filed. In the process of that, the district attorney's office has asked these women who are victims of sexual misconduct, with sexual overtones, to take polygraph tests, to take a lie detector test as to whether or not their story is true or not. In other circumstances, a police officer, and in fact any law enforcement officer, is prohibited from asking a victim of sexual assault to take a polygraph test. But the district attorney's office is asking these women to take polygraph tests. They don't do that on a, they don't, the district attorney's office on a regular basis does not ask a victim of a misdemeanor, which is what they're looking at, to take a polygraph test. Only when you accuse a police officer, someone in a uniform, of criminal wrongdoing, do suddenly you're held to a different standard.
KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a brief comment on, just to bring up that, you know, police officers always, on a constant basis, see the worst of humanity, and I'm sure it has a destructive effect on the psyche. And, you know, these are very special kinds of public servants, right? And if one can imagine what it would be like to deal with the lowest of the low, I'm sure I'm not saying it the proper terms, but on a constant basis, what that would do to you after a while. I want to put that out there as an issue, right, to attempt to balance it out. You know, I think that review, we should have review boards, that we should also look at what it would be like to be in that position on a career basis, what that would do to you.
Yeah, let's give a little credit to our police department, the men in blue.
And women, too, indeed.
And women, too. Absolutely, I'm sorry.
It's a dangerous and scary job, and I'm very grateful for the hard work they do.
Yeah. Yes, he's talking about, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just going to go along with the next caller there. They do. I mean, you have to imagine that most of the people they're trying to help or control from helping, I mean, their job is to protect and serve, they get caught up in this thing that, well, if he's a bad guy, we want to get him off the street. You know, we want to help society against them, which starts to border on a line of judgment, which an officer is not supposed to have. It's up to a court judge to make a judgment on whether a law has been broken or not. I find that most of the officers in the general area are in the age of 23 to 27 years old, which is really not a lot of time to accrue a lot of knowledge. I mean, in most of your experiences, you're really not an adult yet. You're really not mature enough, I think, to be handling this responsibility you're thrown into.
Did you want to comment on that?
I think that abuse occurs often when police officers are making judgments about what is happening and what they believe a suspect to have done. And violent behavior is sometimes part of that. As if this person deserves to be kicked or hit or made to wait to be booked, all kinds of things like that that are not, that's not okay to be doing. I'd also comment that there aren't any other professions that are difficult. Policing is difficult. That's true. That sort of behavior that generates complaints is not tolerated in any other profession. And it shouldn't be tolerated among police either. It's definitely a difficult job, and they do see a lot of things that most of us might never see. But they should be trained to deal with that. And the community that they work in should have some input in what they need and how that training should be.
Yeah. And still, though, I mean, they are young gentlemen, quite young and quite impressionable at those ages. I know when I was that age, a lot of things you see, you tend to put on a uniform and things, you're helping people. I mean, I'm helping people by punishing people. I mean, it seems kind of strange. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for that call.
I might add, yeah, that gentleman is almost accurate. There are apparently 72 police officers in Santa Cruz, and despite the police department saying that it's a well-balanced department, 8 of those officers are women.
KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air.
Yes, I just called earlier. I didn't get to find out about these meetings. I know... that Margaret, some of the people were meeting, and I think there was some meetings last year that they were having, but the last thing I remember, they were meeting in homes and stuff, and we weren't getting, you know, clear any when they were meeting. Certain people wanted to be involved.
Yeah, you can find out, and anybody can find out about public meetings. If you phone our numbers, I have one of the numbers that you can contact the Coalition for a Police Review Commission. It's 426-3254. And please leave a message at that number, and someone will definitely get back to you.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's important. Calling and finding out some more information so that they can be a part of these public forums.
Sure. We also have information about your rights when dealing with police officers. And we still, as I said, we still collect complaints of misconduct. So we can take those, too.
KZSC's Talk About. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, how do you do?
Am I on the air?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I'm responding to the caller before last, who said that, made the point that the police work with the worst of society. I don't know if that's a justification for not reviewing the police or what, but I just wanted to point out that also they deal with average people, and a lot of average people, law-abiding citizens, have been, abused, had the police abusing their power with them. And I'm not necessarily talking about physical abuse. I'm talking also about just verbal abuse. People who don't have a light on their bicycle are not criminals. They're not the worst of society or that kind of thing. People who are maybe misusing a skateboard a little bit and that kind of thing. And even I've even heard of people who've been just stopped for routine traffic violations being verbally abused by the police. So I wanted to make the point that this is also a problem of just the verbal abuse that is becoming fairly widespread now. It's just a general abuse of power by the police, and it really needs to be brought under civilian review to stop this kind of thing. It's kind of getting out of hand. Thank you.
Thank you for that call. John, you want to respond to that comment?
Yeah, the police department can't know how it should change unless there are complaints coming in and input, not just complaints, but input as well, positive input as well. And right now it tends to be that people only complain if it was a severe case of abuse, when in fact verbal abuse and other more subtle forms of misconduct should be reported. And people feel angry about that and feel like they've been abused. They should report
it. And they
it.
Feel like they've been wronged.
Yeah.
And we need a police review commission, as you've brought to us here on KZSC's Talk About. We do need a place where they can, go and vent this frustration, and a place where they feel like something's being done about their cause. Mm-hmm. KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just want to respond to the last caller who, I believe it was you that said, well, their job is to serve and protect. Now, interestingly, what we've all forgotten as being American public is that, in fact, those public servants, in quotation marks, are, in fact, our employees. It is us who's paying their paycheck, and it is us who is, in fact, their boss. And this is true to George Bush, and it's true to every one of our congressmen. Now, that power is obviously been slightly lessened as the growth of the nation in terms of the public is more members, and those people are very few. But I have noticed that the police in this town and virtually everywhere else, not least of which, of course, L.A. as a prime example, have forgotten who exactly is signing their checks, and it is now them that is the boss, and you, in fact, are there, you are subject to whatever authority they wish to lay out. And although if they're, obviously if they're restraining someone in, an unsafe situation, you can't say, well, I'm robbing this bank, and plus I'm signing your check, so you must now, do as I say. However, I think the police themselves have totally lost perspective on those two words, serve and protect. And now it seems that they have the attitude to serve and protect their own interests as opposed to the public's own interest.
Well, I think we're painting a picture here of this big, bad monster who is a police officer who happens to be, yes, it's true, he happens to be, he or she happens to be serving us, and we are their bosses. But, like you said, you know, it's, in a way, it's we've chosen them to serve us. In,
well,
as,
yep.
You know, the police chief, you know, an elected position, right?
The police chief is hired by the city manager, and the city manager is hired by the city council.
Okay, so in a way, it's a roundabout way.
That's a pretty roundabout way,
well,
though. I didn't vote for, you know, I think we can vote for sheriff, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, but we don't vote for, you know, head of the police force. I mean, if I could vote for Daryl Gates, thank you, I wouldn't.
Thank you for the call.
One of the reasons why we need a police review commission is because being a police officer is so very difficult, and when you cross the boundary between what is a legitimate action of an officer and what is illegitimate, you suddenly are in criminal conduct. And you get to use force in order to achieve an arrest, but if you use excessive force, you've acted outside the scope of your boundary and you're talking about criminal liability. It's because of that their police officers are constantly in a position where they can violate people's civil rights, that we need another opportunity to review their conduct, someone to whom that they will answer who is not necessarily part of the their side on the war against crime.
Margaret, the issue that's being raised by the police department and others who are on the side of saying, well, let's have a police review commission, but let's talk about it, let's do it together as a joint effort between the police department and the community, this communication there. My feeling is from the police department, and I've talked to a few of the officers, is that this commission is going to become an antagonistic relationship. And it's not going to be a productive working thing because, I mean, only on KZSC's talk about it in the last 50 minutes, we've heard a lot about how big and bad the police officers are, and there's a bunch of hatred towards them, and we should be able to control them more than they're controlling us. Is that going to happen? Is there going to be this antagonistic? How is this police review commission going to refine their ideas or put their thoughts and ideas into a way where it's open communication?
That has not been the experience in other localities where they have a police review commission, and largely what you're hearing is a standard reaction from police officers. Upon hearing of the suggestion of a police review commission, the police officers say exactly what you've suggested. This is going to be antagonistic. It's not going to help us do our job at all. Ultimately, though, what we find once a commission comes in form, uh-huh, that they're able to work with the police department, they do provide an avenue for effective communication, both from the police department to the public and to the public to the to the police department. John Crew has talked about three stages, and John can tell you what those are.
Yeah, he described three stages that the police department goes through when the process to form a police review commission happens in their city. Initially, they respond with an over my dead body response, uh-huh, and then it goes into kind of a chameleon stage where they change their mind and they say, well, it looks like it's going to happen, so we want to have some input in it, which in fact police management has done. At this point, which we figure that we're in now, police management has said that it's going to happen, so they're trying to get some input in it. But a lot of the officers who are not in management are still feeling the same about, you know, no way, this can't happen here. And we heard these things from officers like they're all going to leave. They're all going to go to another department if this commission happens here. John Crew explained that he's heard that all over the country during the formation of police review commissions. And the third stage...
And in fact, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and in fact, it doesn't happen at all.
So it's a threat. A threat that they don't have.
It's a reaction. It's a defensive reaction. It's a fear of a loss of power. And sometimes what does happen at the end when the commission is actually put in place, that striking fear comes back, and in fact, lawsuits are filed against police review commissions that ultimately fail, and the commission stands and is effective and is good for the community and the police department.
Didn't you have a third point?
That was it. In the end, they realize, it's really happened, and the last stop is to is litigation, filing a lawsuit.
And they learn to work with the commission, as we found with the creation of the Commission for the Prevention of Violence Against Women. The police department here went through those three stages. The initial reaction was, no way, over my dead body. This is terrible. We shouldn't have another civilian review commission helping us to deal with victims of sexual assault. We don't need any help, thank you. And then the next stage that they went through as well, we can work with this commission. And now they hold it up as an example of why we don't need a police review commission, because we already have the Commission for the Prevention of Violence Against Women. Never mind that that doesn't help men.
KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Well, they didn't want to be on the air, I guess. Okay. If you have a last-minute comment or question, KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had called a while back and talked about the psyche of the police officer. You know, I'm for police review commissions, but however, you know, to balance it out, you know, these guys, occasionally one can hear about a police officer pulling over a drunk driver and getting shot. I mean, these guys have their life on the line. Let's balance this discussion out. Cops get verbally harassed. I've seen cops get harassed to the point where I think I would be somewhat upset. I think what's needed, if we're going to have a police review commission, let's also review what cops go through and what it's like to be a police officer, to put up with the riffraff, and then what that would do when you're dealing with a nice person too, right? You know, it would tend to make you identify people as a foe. You know, and as far as status quo is protecting themselves, I mean, let's bring up the tenure for college props, right? And the whole idea of propping up the antiquated, inefficient classroom teacher model. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for that point. That is important, and I'm glad you shared it on Talk About.
The police department does invite community members to go on a ride-along and to see what it's like to be a police officer and to sit next to one for a while. Of course, I think if you have an arrest record, they don't let you go.
And certainly that ride-along isn't going to be a full day of Poncherello and Baker slides on Highway 1. But, you know, a lot of traffic tickets and delivering of notices, I'm sure. KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm on the air?
Yes,
Hello?
You are. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. One of the problems, I think, with the department in general that I can see is the fact that the police, when they're dealing with a lot of people, a lot of criminals, they're taking in a lot of the negative energy that is around them, and they take it into themselves. They have arguments with their wives and their kids and stuff that goes on in their personal lives, and they bring that out into the streets with them. And I think it would be a very good idea if there was some kind of meditation, at least, that the police can do, like, daily, on a daily basis, that would allow them to basically cleanse themselves a little bit of all the stuff that they take into themselves, you know, into their psyche, that they have, you know, that they absorb during the day, because it must be a really stressful job to do this kind of work.
Absolutely. John?
Yeah, I would imagine it is very stressful and problematic to bring in personal problems when you have a job where you're carrying a gun on your side. I think that some sort of conflict resolution programs would be very helpful. Some sort of more help if they need help. That should be
the key there
available.
Is if they need help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, if they need help, there should be some place where they can go out and seek it. Yeah, I want to thank that last caller for those thoughts. It probably should be something important. If you have a last-minute comment, question, or thought for Margaret Maher or John Malkin here on KZSC's Talk About, I invite you to call in. We'll take this last call just about 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. KZSC's Talk About, you're on the air.
Yes, I heard a quote. I can't recall where the quote is from, but the quote said, "I would rather see a guilty man set free than an innocent man put in jail."
A guilty man set free than an innocent man put in jail. Yeah, I've heard that quote. Where did I hear that?
Isn't that you?
The Supreme Court Justice on the reason for a reasonable doubt. Why it is that a criminal case has to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt as opposed to simply more probable than not.
Okay, thank you. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you want to comment on a little bit more?
No, I just wanted to say hi to Margaret. This is Roden.
Hey, Roden.
Roden is KZSC's biggest fan, I think. He calls every single show. Roden, I thank you for that call. And Margaret Maher, John Malkin, I thank you for joining us here on Talk About. Did you want to let our listeners know about some things that are upcoming with this Police Review Commission in a last second recap, some things that are happening?
Public Safety Committee will be holding public hearings on what a police review commission should look like in the city of Santa Cruz, March 31st, 7 to 10 p.m., City Council Chambers, April 8th, 7 to 10 p.m., City Council Chambers.
The Coalition has a table every week at the Farmers Market, usually from about 2 to 5 o'clock, where you can get all kinds of information about what we've been doing and what we're doing now, and where complaints can be filed.
And what's the phone number there? Can you use the phone number?
426-3254. And also you can call the Resource Center for Nonviolence if you want more information or if you want to file complaints as well.
Coalition for a Police Review Commission. I thank you for joining us again, John Malkin and Margaret Marr on KZSC's Talkabout.